That we feel we've built a good foundation. I went over in the meeting about some of the numbers that occurred in the weight room, some of the things we were able to do there, just the amount of inventory, the volume that we put in, offense, defense, and special teams spoke to that. That we've built a good foundation, but the key thing for a mature team is to take this break and keep on a rise. We can't afford to take a step back and really be back at the beginning when we get to training camp. So it was a challenge for the guys to stay in shape and also to get in there. They're going to have available, their playbooks will be available to them throughout this break as well. So we should be able to get ahead mentally for training camp as well.
To clarify the quarterback situation, is Hoyer the starter heading into training camp?
Yes.
How close to number two is Manziel?
Well, it's been hard to evaluate because Brian hasn't been able to take the actual 11-on-11 reps. But he is, when we put the depth chart together, Brian will be number one.
Mike, what do you know about this team now that you did not know in that mini camp prior to the group?
That they know how to work. And that this is a smart group. I think we've handled some pretty complex stuff that we've thrown at them, and that's our job as coaches to kind of keep throwing it at them and see what is our cumulative intelligence. And I thought we've done a good job of handling that stuff. There's some guys that are better than others, but I think for the most part they've impressed us as a staff with their work ethic. And their ability to handle the volume of information.
Mark, you said it's hard to assess where Brian's at because he hasn't been in every drill. But if he came into this with a lead, has he maintained that? Has he extended it?
Yeah, it's hard because we haven't really been in the mode of thinking, okay, he's this far ahead today. How much was the gap closed? They're still learning the basics of the offense. I mean, the rookies haven't been here very long. They're playing catch up from a playbook standpoint. So I don't think it's at this point that we really weren't keeping score. So I think when we'll be much more apt to do that once we get to training camp.
Are rookies dismissed or are they bound to you for two more weeks?
Yeah, they're here they're here all next week. And then the NFL Rookie Symposium, which I think is split between AFC and NFC for a series of days, and that's close by. I think part of it might actually be here if I'm not mistaken is the week after.
And then is this a nervous time when Manziel is actually dismissed?
Well, I think it's nervous anytime your entire team is dismissed. That as a coach, there you have that. You hear your phone ring and you don't. You kind of look at it with one eye, hoping it's not an issue coming up. But we talked to them about it. That we wanted to make sure that they handled themselves well. The advice, like I said before, was learn the system, stay in shape, and stay out of trouble.
When you say Brian is number one going into training camp, will you divide reps up?
I don't know how even we'll get it, but there will definitely be times when Johnny will be with the ones. It would be hard to evaluate if we didn't do that. If there wasn't a competition, then it would just be strictly ones and ones, twos. We have not met to go over that. I think Kyle, Dal, and I are going to all think of it over the summer, and as we get closer, probably at some point get together and figure out how we want to do it.
When you say the ones, will he have to play against opponents ones?
I can't answer that yet. I don't know. But if a guy has a chance to be a starter, I would think that you'd want to expose him to a starting defense if he was going to be the guy opening day.
We talked 2 days ago about how college quarterbacks don't necessarily know how to read defenses as well, things like that. What can Johnny possibly do in this 6 weeks away to sort of catch up? You know, Brian's so much faster right now. Brian makes his second read in his third read. Can Johnny make that ground up?
Well, I think he shouldn't concern himself so much with where Brian is, but where he is. And I think if he gets in it's hard to say getting his playbook because it's getting his iPad, which is odd to say. But he's going to have plenty of tape to study, his own work, what the rest of the offense has done, even the time before he got here, the work that we were able to do on the field. Start to study some opponent tape. He'll have a volume of Redskins tape, which will be a lot of the similar, the terminology, the formations, the plays. So I think the more he just familiarizes himself with that, the better off we'll be.
Have you seen any progress in that, in his ability to make a second read, a third read, a check down?
Some, but it's still so early for him at this point.
A couple of weeks ago, Ray Farmer said that Brian Hoyer is substantially better than Johnny. First of all, do you agree with that assessment? And can you tell out here, and is he?
he substantially better to the point where is it insurmountable for Johnny to catch that up by season?
No, and I think when Ray made the comment, it was more, he talked about the lead being just because of the circumstances, because that Brian had been here for those, whatever it was, 7-8 weeks before the draft even started, that was essentially a head start. And I don't think it's insurmountable. I think Brian is securely ahead of him right now, but we will compete and we'll decide. The issue for us as a staff will be finding the right time to name the starter. If you wait too late, then nobody's ready for the opener. If you do it too soon, then it wasn't a true competition. So we're going to have to – that'll be part of our discussions as well as far as, okay, here's the plan, here's a date that we want to go ahead and name it.
Hey, I know we keep asking about this, so I apologize in advance, but do you expect to hear about Gordon before training camp starts?
I think that's reasonable to say. We don't have it – we haven't been given a date, but I think in fairness to us that the league would let us know between, I don't have any, there's no information as far as what their plans are to release it, but I think we're all comfortable thinking that we should know before training camp starts.
Mike, Duvall said that in this defense as opposed to last year's, he does less dropping back, it's more go get the quarterback. Would you agree with that? And is that part of the identity of the team, that you're going to go get the quarterback with your pass rusher?
We've always wanted to be known as an attack-style defense, and I think that's the more that you can shorten the amount of time that the quarterback has to process, if you want to make him react quicker, or at least think he has to react quicker, then I think that's going to be in the defense's favor. So we've studied it. We've put a stopwatch on when the balls come out versus us, versus other teams, and there's a marked difference at coming out quicker when teams play us, and that you don't have to cover as long, and that's the other benefit of it. But in respect to his position. Right now he's penciled in as one of our rush linebackers, which is more of a it's almost more of a drop end than a rush linebacker. So he will be dropping less and going more at the quarterback.
And Mingo would be on the other side dropping more maybe than Jabal would be.
Yeah, that's fair to say at this point.
Were you managing Ben Tate in these 3 days, or has he got something?
He was a little nicked up, but he took the reps that he could. Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I think it was, we talked about it when I called the team up, is that that we're getting to know them, they're getting to know us, but there are some guys that were impressive, but it is, you can't fall into that trap, and I'm glad you prefaced the question the way you did, is because when it's not in pads, sometimes you fall in love with a guy or two that looks great in shorts and helmets, and then the pads go on, and there's some guys that's the exact opposite, that thrive much more when there's a lot more physicality involved.
You've got to be ready to head coach a team against a lot of head coaches, including the division, who have been head coaches for a long time. As a first-year guy, what gives you self-assurance that you can match wits with the experienced head coaches?
Well, we talked about it in the meeting today with the players, because it's the same true. It's the same that's true for them as it is for us. Is you get confidence through preparation, and I trust in our staff that our team's going to be prepared. The players themselves will be prepared, and that's how you're confident. And I've been in this league for, I think it's 12 years now, so I've seen a lot of games won and a lot of games lost. So I can't really concern myself with who's on the other sideline. It's what we're doing, and the decisions that we make are the most important.
Guys, we've got time for a couple more questions, Jeff, and then Nate.
In regard to the philosophy of attacking defense, we were all here when Rob Ryan was the defensive coordinator. He is a big attacking defense guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet a lot of times that does not result in winning. So the defense was not really that good, even though they would attack and have high sack numbers. So how is your defense going to be?
Well, I think what we've been able to do is formulate a style where we're going to pressure, but we like to use the phrase that it's going to be more calculated than reckless. We're not going to blitz just to blitz. There are going to be times where it looks like a blitz, but it really isn't. We're going to blitz a defensive back, but he's only the fourth rusher. So we get the best of both worlds. We have a chance to get a free runner or to keep the running back in or to cause a hot throw and still have seven in coverage behind it. So I'd like to think that the way that we move around and disguise and we mix up the blitzes with the non-pressures, that it gives us the best of both worlds, that we don't end in a situation where it's reckless, where we have some great plays, and then we turn around and give up a long one.
Last question, please, Nate.
two defensive draft picks from last year who you inherited, Leon McFadden and Armani Bryant. Can you just give us your impressions of each of those guys and what roles you think they can fill?
Yeah, Leon's part of the corner competition, and that was, and I've already mentioned this, one of the rooms where we felt that we've created a lot of healthy competition. Leon will be part of that. He's done some good things this spring. And Armani missed some time early, but we were able to get him back the last few weeks. And he's a guy that we're looking forward to getting out there, probably more likely in nickel pass rush situations. I think it's difficult for him to excel in the spring without pads on. He's one of those guys that's probably better off once we're fully suited up. But he's a guy that I remember Coach O'Neill specifically liked him coming out, had studied him in his college tape. And we were happy to find him on the roster when we got here.
You still like him on the line, or can he stand?
I think he has some versatility. I think we can move him around. I think he could play outside backer in a pinch if we had to. But for now, I would say predominantly he'll have his hand down.
Mike, what do you do with some actual days
last
off?
Last question, please.
With some actual days off, what do you do?
What I found is when you have time off, to take it and to get out of town. So don't look here for me. I will be out and about.